I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the Philippines continue reeling from Typhoon Haiyan, now torrential rains are creating even more catastrophe. Executive Director of World Mission Greg Kelly says their partners are
responding to about 4 feet of rain just in the month of January that has just created all kinds of havoc with floods and landslides. And what they're saying is about 800,000 people have been affected in southern the Philippines, with 120,000 of them actually being displaced from their homes.
World Mission's providing food, water, and soon audio Bibles, the treasure. Help at our new website. Meanwhile, the gospel's advancing despite North Korea's persecution. Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous mission, supports the work of an underground church planting ministry. The group teaches church leaders how to share the gospel in the world's most dangerous place to be a Christian. They're asking Christian Aid to help them financially. Most importantly, they need prayer partners. Will you come alongside? We'll connect you at our website. And indigenous outreach is yielding a spiritual harvest in India. Jonathan Shibley of Global Advances, they're taking a back seat to national pastors.
Our role, and it's a thrilling role, is just to be a great junior partner in whatever way we can to encourage them, to equip them.
Smaller group trainings and a new approach to ministry are helping national pastors succeed. Visit us at our new website for the full report. Pray for protection as national believers reach out.
The best way that the West can serve in this capacity is just to be an encourager and to be a junior partner to what they're doing.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for the countries of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.